Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're number two. And we want to thank you.
We're number two.
Thank you guys for taking the time and effort for voting for us at the Hartford Current Best of 2025 poll there. Brian and Company was number one. Our little two-hour show on the weekends was number two. Beating out NP who? Beating out the FM? Beating out, you name it, every other radio station show in Hartford. We beat them thanks to you. Number two. So I think we would have been embarrassed if we were number one anyways. That would definitely go to our heads and you wouldn't be able to stand us if that was the case. So it's good that it didn't happen. But thank you guys for taking the time to vote for us. Let's go back to Greg, who wants to talk about YubiKeys. Hey, Greg, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So what's your question on YubiKeys?
Do you recommend them?
Yes.
Yeah,
that would be one question. And most, I can't seem to find any of my financial apps that will accept it.
Good point. Because
they have an MFA.
A lot of them don't.
Yeah, a lot of them don't.
Okay.
So in some cases, you're going to have no use for them as far as some of your financial apps. I do not know why the financial apps have not caught up with it, because having a text sent to you is like the least secure thing on the planet. So I hope they're going to move forward. It would be smart of you to buy a YubiKey and start playing with it to learn about how it works. It's basically it's that physical thing on your keychain that without you tapping it for logging in, the bad guys cannot get into your account. And, it's one of the most secure ways to protect your system. The second factor of a text is, again, it's something. But it is not as secure as a YubiKey would be, or even a push app on your phone that's out there from products like Duo, which you wouldn't pick up on your own. It's more of a corporate type of thing. But the YubiKey you can use. So we would recommend it, and if you can use it, we would recommend it, and to get used to it and play with it.
You can use it with a Google account, mm-hmm. with Facebook, with Microsoft accounts.
Right.
And because a lot of things hinge on your email access, it is a very good idea to have real good security on that.
Right.
In addition to anything else that you're working with, but that's always a good thing to have, because you don't want people getting into those email accounts, because from there they can try to hack their way into anything else you've got. So,
because they read your email and say, right. Oh, you're here at this brokerage firm. Oh, you're at right. that brokerage firm. Let's see what else I can figure
and
out.
And then
about you.
if you have two-factor verification that goes through an email account or could be sent through an email account,
yeah,
then they would have a way to get in. So securing that with a YubiKey is primary.
Yeah, it's worth playing with.
Primary.
Okay. I did get one in a spare. Just play around with it.
Yeah.
Log in, play around and see what happens.
Yeah, play around and see what happens and okay. try to lock as much as you can down with it.
Okay.
And then inquire every once in a while with your financial institutions and make sure that they're not supporting it yet.
Yep.
Or maybe one of them will say, yeah, we do that.
Right.
And then you can set it up.
Yep.
Most of their help is a chatbot now, so it's kind of hard to talk to them about about that. So, but
that's
appreciate
true.
Appreciate the answers to my questions there.
You're welcome, guys.
Okay.
All right,
thank
Greg. You got it. All right, so he's going to go out there. YubiKey is definitely worth it. Very, very cool technology and very secure. Very secure. Let's go to Dave in Cromwell next. What's happening, Dave?
Good morning, Eric and Dennis. Congrats on being number two. That's awesome.
we're
thank
psyched.
Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
You should be psyched. That's great.
We are. So what can we do for you?
I am having... I have three laptops. Two mm-hmm. are Asus
yep.
Video books. They're the same exact model. They're 2024. And when I go to log into a Zoom call and you have that test mic, test speaker option, the test speaker option doesn't work. You get a very initial, that melody, this melody here.
Yeah.
I'm playing on another computer. That right there.
Yep.
You get it very briefly, but it stops. I've gone into the Zoom settings, and I've gone into the computer Bluetooth device settings, and I can't fix the problem. It's not a hardware problem, because if you hit test microphone, it plays through the speakers. If you play videos, the audio always plays.
Yep.
And it's on two identical laptops.
What are you using for a headset? Is that a headset you're using?
I could either use the speakers on the computer, which I've tried, and I've also plugged in a Jabra 510.
Yep.
And it doesn't work. On my Lenovo, everything works.
But the same problem occurs on both of those identical ASUS devices?
That's correct.
Ooh, that's weird.
So yeah. So I brought it to the Geek Squad. They did a quick, tried settings on it, couldn't get it to work, and said, if I sign up for $180, they'll scan it and try to fix it. But it's weird. It's on two identical computers.
Yeah. So, it's not a hardware issue.
I found
it's not
something.
A hardware issue.
Dennis found something already.
All right. Here's the deal. And this is pure speculation on my part.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the My Asus app on the computer, open it up, go to the customization tab. And then you should see an AI noise canceling speaker option. Turn it
AI
off.
AI noise.
It's too smart for its own britches. Because it's sensing, it's hearing itself and turning off the noise. Because it's canceling itself.
I'm thinking that's exactly what it is. Because you do get a little bit of the sound and then it goes away.
Right.
And I think it's triggering that feature. Maybe.
Okay. So I'm trying to be respectful of your time. In settings now, where do I go to get to the app?
Well, you would run the My Asus app if you have it on the computer.
And if you don't have it, you go to ASUS to download it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because definitely uncheck the box to disable audio enhancements is what I'm reading here, too. The Vivo book has issues.
So I just opened apps. There's 63 of them, and the first one is Calculator. So I'm assuming since they're in alphabetical, I don't have the ASUS app.
No,
on
it's
this
called
laptop.
My Asus. MYASUS. All
I
together.
I got to learn to listen better.
My Asus.
That's okay.
My Asus.
That's okay.
But it looks like there's a setting too that people
it is here.
Have tried. Oh, there you go.
Oh, okay. Open that up.
Come on, baby.
But it does look like that's the issue, is the enhancements, because I've seen more stuff out there.
There's also a couple of options within the Zoom app that you might want to look at. But this sounds like the first thing, and this is happening just on the Asus computers. So I'm thinking
it's happening on both of them.
Yeah.
So I'm repeatedly clicking on it, and it doesn't do anything.
It's not opening?
No, it's not opening. Actually... nothing opens.
You might
there
have
are the
to
three dots on the right, but they only give you the app. They give you advanced options or uninstall.
You might have to open it from a SysTray icon on the bottom right of the screen.
So am I going back into installed apps?
Nope. You're going to go to the bottom right corner of your screen near the clock.
Yeah.
And you're going to...
Bottom right corner of the screen.
Yeah. Where your clock is. And you're going to go just to the left of that. There's a bunch of little icons there. What you're going to have to
battery,
do is...
speaker.
Snap open. There should be like a little up arrow. Snap that open. And look for the icon for the My Asus app. And it might be there. And you might have to open it from there.
Okay, I don't see that icon here.
We're gonna put these instructions out of Computer Talk for you. You can also get there from the device settings at general. I'm sure you can get there right from Control Panel. You'd think, right, Dennis?
No, this is part of Asus's software. I think.
All right, so maybe try it on the other laptop. Because you're having the same problem, but it does look like it's the under my Asus app there. Device settings, general audio and visual. And again, look for that AI noise canceling, and you want to turn that off. Speaker and microphone, not just the one. Turn them both off because they're between the two of them. They're causing your problem possibly from what we're seeing in these forums. These are part of the Zoom community forums. So your issue is definitely well known and documented.
Okay.
So
website again?
The name of the show.com, computertalkwithtab.com.
Beautiful. Gentlemen, thank you very, very much. I will do that. And I hope you have a great holiday weekend. Thanks for the show. Great show.
Thanks, Dave. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, it's right there. He's got some trouble with the app for some reason, so he's got more issues with his computer than just that. But if he's got two of them, he should be able to test it. Yeah, the AI, right? So here we talk about how good AI is. Well, it's too smart for its own britches. It's turning off the sound, and it's right in here. So clearly, the B team wrote that routine versus the A team. We're going to step out for a quick break. We got four lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. You're listening to the number two.
Number two.
The best number two radio program in Hartford. Thanks to you guys, because without you guys taking the moment to vote for us, our little two-hour program on Saturdays, we'd just be a little two-hour program on Saturday.
Now we've hit the big time.
Yeah, we have taken down big radio and won, and we appreciate it. Our miracle on ice, we almost got the gold, but we'll... All right, we are back. On this Memorial Day weekend, I'm trying to figure out this tune. I don't know this. Do you know this tune?
I've never heard it before.
It sounds like some sort of show tune. I bet you it's really a very good one. We both should know.
I would think so.
Nice. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Four lines wide open for you. We just had a caller who plays trumpet. Tell us we're wrong about the last caller.
Apparently, there's a different app that's required. I mean, I was looking it up the first time, and I saw this, and I'm like, wait a minute, that explains it.
It does.
It may be that there is another place for that setting, but in general, what we're looking for is to turn off that noise canceling
for both
feature.
The speaker and the AI one.
Yeah, right.
Because clearly the Asus VivoBook doesn't know what it's doing. So feel free to get online, guys. In other news, you might have heard this if you're a nonprofit. Microsoft needs more money. More money.
Yeah, they're just such a poor company.
Yeah.
They're eking along and
just barely making
at the edge of bankruptcy.
Hard to make ends meet there, Microsoft, we know. So Microsoft is pulling the free Microsoft 365 Business Premium license. It's granted to nonprofits. That is going to move down to the Business Basic. Well, geez, thanks, Microsoft. Business Premium is a whole lot better than Business Basic. And you'll get some discounts, I guess. So if you're a nonprofit who is banking on the fact that you're not going to have to pay an arm and a leg for your Microsoft 365, or you've been using Business Premium, and now you're going to be like, geez, we can't afford that anymore because we're a nonprofit, you can thank Microsoft. And according to Microsoft, they reported net income of $25.8 billion for fiscal year quarter
Billion with a B.
Q3, fiscal year 25. That's a lot of money, Microsoft. I'm so sorry you need to now go after nonprofits. And I know you giveth and you taketh away. So again, is it that when you gave it to the nonprofits, you did it to hook them on it so that like a dealer, you know, is it like giving them their drugs that they now are taking away and you're going to make them pay for it? What really is the big issue, Microsoft, to help a nonprofit with your product? So you're going to get a discount, they say, on the product rather than having it for free. And the discount, I guess, could be up to 75%, which is definitely a substantial jump. But it's still going to increase your cost if you're a nonprofit, especially if you're a large nonprofit and have a lot of these licenses out there. So we're just bringing you the bad news. But again, these companies, you shouldn't be surprised. A good spot to get access to these softwares, if you are a nonprofit, is a company like TechSoup.
TechSoup, yes.
Yeah, so TechSoup.org is a great source of all sorts of things besides just the software, but you can get even hardware. Now, some of the problems with that is that they're going to give away sometimes the most enterprise-grade stuff. So we've seen these amazing firewalls and great switches. They're all enterprise-grade.
Right.
And then if you're a small business trying to deal with what an enterprise-grade switch.
They're difficult to set up and use in the long term.
So sometimes that gift is not something you want. But Microsoft just needs a little bit more money in order to survive. So, and they're going to go after you guys. So we're going to be here till 11. The news is up next. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Yes, it is the Memorial Day weekend, but Dennis and I got out of bed and we drove in here.
We're here.
The number two radio station in the Hartford area, show in the Hartford area on the number one radio station. It's here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Everything's been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And Mike G's posted everything on Facebook and Twitter. So if you need to find what we talked about, you don't have to Google it. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right. We are back, and we got some feedback from a listener who called in with his Zoom issue with his audio on two identical laptops, Asus VivoBooks or something
Vivo
like that.
VivoBook, he said, yeah.
Yeah, they're identical, and he has an identical same problem with the Zoom calls. And he went to the Geek Squad. Geek Squad said, we can't help you unless you pay us $180. So what does he do? He comes to the number two radio program in Harvard. And calls us, and in a matter of seconds, Dennis finds the answer to the question, and we give him the answer to the question. He was having some trouble with that answer.
Right.
And then after we hang up with him, in a matter of seconds later, another caller comes in and says, we're wrong.
It's in another thing somewhere else.
And then the original caller calls back and says, you were right. It worked perfectly. Thank you so much. So to the number two caller, even though you play trumpet, you were wrong.
In fairness, he might have been right.
Of course.
After doing a little more research, we found that there are even more controls on this feature than we thought.
Yep.
So there are probably multiple ways to get to it.
Yes, and you just like Mike found a button,
and,
right?
And yeah, Mike G found an article about a key that some Asus computers have.
Yeah.
You know, along the top row.
Yep.
Where you just hit the key and it turns the feature on or off.
Right.
toggles it right
there.
That
kind of stuff drives me nuts.
And for me, that's like the best way to handle it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. So multiple ways. So everyone's right and everyone's happy.
And of course, Mike G comes up with the single most efficient answer to the question.
He does.
Woo!
That's why Mike is there. So I don't know if I told Dennis is off air. So my sons are making me pick up golf.
Pick it up?
Yes, and I'd like to throw it, but I'm picking up golf again. I have clubs from back in the 90s, and so, of course, my kids are all laughing at them. If I want to be with my boys, they're going to be on the golf course, so I gotta go there. When I was with my boys, they would play video games. We'd play video games, but now they're going to get out there and golf. Okay, so I got to do it too, and I really suck. So basically, I've had my second lesson last Tuesday, and the golf pro, along with showing me how to hold the golf club right, actually took out his iPad or whatever it was and videotaped my swing. And he instantly showed me what I was doing wrong, which is the coolest thing. I mean, that technology for him to be like, hey, see, Eric, your club head's coming around rather than going up. You could tell me that all day. I'm a geek. I'm not an athlete. You don't really mix geek and athlete together. They really don't go together. I am not that. So he told me where my club was going with that video. He literally took it in a minute. He's like, this is good, this is good, this is good, but watch your club head. So this technology could advance my crappy game a whole lot faster than when I picked it up before, when they probably had similar technology back in the 90s, but you would have to pay all this money probably.
Right.
Go to a special place.
Yeah, and there would have to be cameras set up that would then display it for you and all that. Yeah, it would have been an expensive arrangement.
Yeah, he could figure it out with a... I want to find out... my next lesson, I'm going to find out what the app is and see if I can get it. And then I can use it on my own boys while they're teeing off. Be like, hey, the app says you don't know what you're doing. Because literally, I tried to show them what the grip was, and they're like, Dad, this guy doesn't know what he's talking
about. And suddenly, Eric, the golf student, is becoming the golf geek teacher.
Right. I'm not anywhere near there. But I could at least point an iPad at a golf swing and say, look, it says you're doing it wrong. And every golfer on the course is going to be like, yep. But what great technology it's out there. So hopefully I actually can improve my game to the point where I actually can not have to keep dropping my ball wherever one of my sons hit it the furthest, which is how I play my game now. Okay, who hit it the best? Okay, I'll go find your ball and drop mine next to you. So we have four lines wide open. Feel free to get online. And as we wait for your call, so we could kind of tease this a little bit, but Denmark is rethinking its 40-year nuclear power ban, right? And we also saw recently Spain. They just recently were saying how happy they were to be zero emissions, right? They dumped a ton of money into renewables, and then it got cloudy on a day, and they went into dark, right? The whole electrical system failed. 50 million people were in the dark thanks to the fact that the sun didn't shine, and it spread into parts of France and Portugal because they're connected, which is what you do want to do. You want to interconnect between folks to help you when you have an issue. But according to our expert, Peter Kelly Detweiler, you need kind of an ability to generate enough of inertia. The system has to stay at that megahertz speed, or it just all fails. It can't be off that speed for more than a few seconds before it just goes to pot. And the reason it does is because all the generators clamp down and protect themselves from having it wash back at them.
Yeah, with the wrong wavelength or wrong frequency.
Right. And again, of course, the experts didn't realize this would happen is the scariest part, right? Just remember, these experts are not that smart. They'll stamp, yeah, go ahead and build your power plant as long as it's, you know, your solar farm there. But they're not paying attention to how much solar is in the system or how much renewables in the system. And now Denmark is saying, hey, maybe we should go nuclear too. And I actually had another article that I didn't bring with me this morning where another European country is thinking the same thing. So along with the fact that renewables are not designed properly without the proper batteries in place. Again, Peter talked about that too. You need the proper batteries to deal with this.
Not only batteries, but alternate power plants that are just sitting on standby.
Right.
But they're monitoring the grid.
Right.
And they're ready to fire up within the right time window and at the right frequency to take over.
To deal with that inertial issue,
right.
The inertia problem that you have if you lose a big sector of your, if it's cloudy, if it's a cloudy day, then you're in trouble. So that we found it kind of interesting. And of course, you've got also the Bitcoin issue where you need so much energy to produce the Bitcoin and you need all this energy for AI. We're going to be powering up things. I mean, all I can do is think of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation when he's got all his lights, right? That's what we're
right.
doing.
And he gets it working, and then they have to turn on the auxiliary nuclear.
Correct.
Nuclear.
And here we are. Are we going to be like that? Are we going to properly plan for this, guys? I mean, here in Connecticut, we don't even know how electricity works. Clearly, by looking at our bills, we don't know how it works. Are we going to properly find the right experts, not just a politician that says we should go renewable? We need to have a good energy plan that we clearly don't seem to have here in Connecticut. I heard recently, did you hear this, that we buy the natural gas at the highest price.
Well, sure.
Rather than at the lowest price here in Connecticut. We actually purposely buy it at the highest price in order to charge for our – it's just crazy. That's what we do here in Connecticut.
I wish I could say that I'm surprised.
No, I know. I know we're not, based on what we saw of all the other things that are how this state is run. So – we're going to be seeing more nuclear is what I'm getting at. And so before you know it, you could have a nuclear power plant in your backyard. We also have heard of these little tiny nuclear plants that you can have these little neighborhood generators that are going to be popping up. So you really literally could have a power plant powering neighborhoods, right? We could become more spread out and not reliant on these major plants and be more differentiated and spread out, which is going to be a good thing, I would think, as far as the energy. I have no
right.
idea about yeah. the waste and the security you need and all that fun stuff to protect those things. But Denmark is going to get in the business of nuclear power after a 40-year ban. That is an interesting thing, I think. Anything you want to bring up, Dennis?
Well, what I was taking a look at when I was looking into the Charter and Cox merger.
Yeah.
It turns out that AT&T and CenturyLink are getting together.
Oh, my.
AT&T is going to acquire CenturyLink's fiber business.
Hmm.
Now, you may remember a bunch of years ago
yep.
when AT&T, as a corporation, decided that they didn't really want to be in the hardwired business.
That's right.
And they got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
They sold their operation in Connecticut.
The fiber business, right?
Well,
or just the copper.
All wired. Okay. Yeah.
Hmm.
All wired to Frontier.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Yeah,
why we have Frontier in Connecticut now is because they exited that business.
And someone said, hey, wait a minute. Fiber,
and now they're
fiber
going,
might work out pretty well.
We need fiber.
Yes.
Let's buy fiber. So they're taking over. I mean, these are acquisitions that are not going to be consumer friendly.
That,
not in any way.
In that one case, though, Dennis, if you think about having another competitor on the pole, right, another fiber competitor, so you would have Frontier, Go NetSpeed, and AT&T. I like that, right?
Well, I do.
It doesn't take up a lot of space.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, when you have two different entities that are, you know, selling services,
right.
and
no,
now
you're right.
they become one,
right.
not good.
Not good. Could be an issue there. But I look for any kind of competition. If we can get these legislators to break up these cable monopolies that say only Cox can service here and only Charter can service there, we would have all been better off 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But you guys protected those things, kept us paying literally small car payments for our internet service because you let them have those monopolies, all because you didn't want them to run another cable line on our 40-foot poles in the ground? Really? The electric lines are at the top. All the other stuff is at the bottom and the midpoint. And I think we're not going to turn into Mumbai here with all our wires. We can run a cable line correctly or a fiber line generally correctly. And this whole idea that thanks to AT&T and the Telegraph that they have the control of the poles, that definitely isn't helping us. So thankfully we're getting some changes there. Before we go to break, is there anything else you want to bring up, Dennis?
Oh, there was a DoorDash driver.
Yeah.
Who managed to scam DoorDash out of $2.5 million.
Wow.
With an M dollars.
That's a lot of money for DoorDash.
That is a lot of money for DoorDash, and it's a lot of money in the form of relatively small transactions.
How did he figure that out?
Well, he was placing these fake orders and then canceling them at the last minute.
Okay.
And
scooping the money out of his account?
Still getting the money, yeah.
Wow. I've
got an article that kind of explains how it worked. I'm not going to try to really describe it in any depth.
Because it's complicated.
Well, it isn't complicated. It has to do with timing and how things were ordered. The order was placed,
right,
and then the cancellation.
And the money was sent.
The collection money was moved anyway. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a deal. Again, yeah, that's another failure of how that system is supposed to work.
Well, right. And they're going to be there. They've already made some changes to it so that this can't happen again. But it goes to show you, you know, Feinberg's law. If builders built buildings the way programmers wrote programs, the first woodpecker that came along would destroy civilization.
That's true. That's
and
true.
Apparently, just the way that the transactions worked in the DoorDash systems allowed this to occur.
Because no one would have thought you'd cancel an order that many times. No one would have figured that out. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break. Coming to the top of the hour here, guys. Four lines wide open. I know it's Memorial Day weekend. You're picking up all the ice. You're getting ready for getting the hamburgers going. But we're here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And how to figure out how to scam DoorDash. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right. We are back here till 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds, giving you a second opinion on your health advice. And four lines open for you guys. And I know it's the holiday weekend, so you guys are all out there running around. I understand. We understand that. But we were just talking off air a little bit about these HOA systems now. You know, you look at Spectrum, you look at these big old clunky cable boxes that you find in these HOA condo type systems, and these companies are saying, okay, you know what? We can't beat them. We're going to join them, and they're giving you streaming boxes now for their own services. So that's kind of a neat approach. If you can't beat them, join them and provide the streaming box and give folks the ability to add whatever other streaming they want to have, and you get rid of the old cable boxes. Just where we were down in Florida, that's what they did for us. And you know, it's hard to get your entire association to decide to cut the cable. So
right.
This way it kind of covers two birds there for us. So I thought that was very interesting. Anything you want to bring up, Dennis, as we wait for calls before top of the hour or anything?
Oh, yeah. We have another problem over at the Chicago Sun-Times.
Another problem?
Yeah. They printed an article, or actually might have been more than one article.
Oh.
It was like a summer reading list.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we talked about this.
And it had all these books that, you know, somebody was just suggesting that people would want to read.
Sure.
And some of those books, you know, actually exist and are pretty good. But
Wait a minute. Actually exist? You have to say actually exist?
I actually have to say that.
Wait, the news is printing out fake news about what, Dennis?
A summer reading list.
So
it turns out that some of the books that were mentioned don't exist.
You can't even make it up. How lazy.
And it was AI that generated
this. Of course.
Now, the Sun-Times is saying that it wasn't their personnel that did this because they don't use AI.
Okay.
All right.
How did it get published?
Well, it actually came from, I think, King Features Syndicate.
All right.
It was something that they published. And because Chicago Sun-Times subscribes to that, they saw this and they said, oh, okay, well, we're going to run that. And they never bothered to fact check the content and then say to themselves, gee, do we really want to print this thing or not?
And that's the thing about AI.
Right.
Oh, I've had these other discussions where I told you about my son getting his lease, where the lessor gave him an AI-generated lease, and he then had to use AI to freaking figure out the lease, and all the time and energy that was wasted back and forth understanding the AI. Now you've got a story about a book list that was generated in AI that the newspaper, who we already have issues of fake news all the time, doesn't even bother to check to see. You could have used AI, Chicago Sun-Times. You could have said, hey, just let's check this list, prompting, do any of these books exist? Or do any of these books not exist? This is where we're at. Are we improving? They published it, right?
Right,
as a professional publication, where some ding-dong intern at this other publication just gave a... So when you're thinking about getting a list of summer reads, Dennis, wouldn't you want it to be from someone who does a lot of summer reading? If I'm going to be, I'm not a big reader when it comes to those types of books. I like to read more real books, business books and what have you. But if I want to find what is a good summer read, I want to find that from somebody who does read in the summer.
Well,
from AI.
I would think that a paper like the Sun-Times has somebody on staff that does book reviews.
You would think that's
their job or part of it. And I would think that they would want that person to be working on a project like that.
Right.
But they went and grabbed this thing from a syndicate and just ran with it.
Crazy.
Wow.
You can't make it up. We have a call coming in about our last story, Dennis. Chris from Weathersfield. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, I thought Verizon was going to take over Frontier. Now we're saying it's AT&T?
No, not. We're not. First of all, we're not talking about Frontier.
No.
We're talking about CenturyLink.
Okay.
The only thing that I mentioned about Frontier is that AT&T about 10 or 12 years ago wanted to exit the wired connectivity business. So they sold their Connecticut operation to Frontier.
That's all he mentioned.
But we're not talking about a merger with Frontier. We're talking about a merger between AT&T and CenturyLink, and the irony is that they are now using that in order to get back into the wired connectivity business, or more specifically, fiber. But it's still a wired connection, or cable.
Okay, will I ever be able to get an AT&T for my phone again?
I don't know. Maybe.
Possibly.
Okay, that's all I'm hoping for.
All right, Chris. Thanks.
Thank you for clarifying.
You got it. Bye-bye. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. We do appreciate you voting for us. We won't bring it up again. But thank you for supporting our little program and saying we're number two. We do appreciate that. Thank Mike G for posting everything live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com and our Facebook site and our X site as well at Tab Computer Sys. Thank you, Carolyn, for producing. You have now can put on your resume you were part of the number two radio show in Hartford. That's unusual to be able to put on your resume, I'm sure. And again, thank all you guys. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. And please remember why we have the day off on Monday.
Yeah.
It's very important.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.